Aleph Tishrei, Sunday, the 9th of October, Rabbi Chaim Halperfleiter, from Yom Kippur to Sukkos.
Machas Yom HaKippurim, the day after Yom Kippur, has a very, very special meaning in the Torah Kedusha. It's not just the day after, it's the day which states in the Torah twice in Parshas Yisrei, in Parshas Vayakel, Vahi Mimochros, in Parshas Yisrei, was Machas Yom HaKippurim. And Vayakel Moshe, Rashi, Machas Yom HaKippurim. So the day after, it's called in Machas, it is the day after. But there's a very special meaning to this day after, because it's a link between the Yontif of Yom Kippur and the Yontif of Sukkot. Steht in Pasuk Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel. Chazal Nisbodan Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Hamedaktikin, those are Medaktik and Mitzvahs, make sure to start something with the Sukkah straight after Yom Kippur. Shavua says, those who are not so medaktik, start the day after, this morning. Something you should do with the Sukkah. So I'd like to discuss today with you the shaychus, the connection, Yom Kippur to Sukkot. It's not just that it happens to be a few days after Yom Kippur to Sukkot. They're very much linked, interlinked, and there's a shaychus between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. First of all, there's a famous, mentioned it before, there's something very, very interesting in Tefillah of Yom Kippur, which needs an explanation. There's one Tefillah which we don't say on Yom Kippur, but we say every day of the year, except for Yom Kippur, per day. There might be maybe some places that have the minig to say it, but generally, both Nesach Ashkenaz, Nesach Svad, there's one tefillah which is not said on Yom Kippur by day, every day of the year. Pesach it said, Tisha B'Av it said, Purim it said, Chanukah. And which is that tefillah? Alkei Nekavu Lecha. Alkei Nekavu Lecha is only said by Mariv, and after Shachris, after Musaf, after Mincha, after Ne'ila, we don't say Alkei Mekavlecha. We say Oleinu in middle of Masif, when we fall crazy. Isn't it interesting that the Tefillah of Alkei Mekavlecha is not said on Yom Kippur? I'll just tell you, Derech Agav, there's one place they do say, in Vizhnitz, there's a minig to say after Shachris, Oleinu. And I'll tell you a little story about it. My Shveh, as I was in the Manchester Road, my Shneibach told me that near Vizhnitz, one of the shtetelach in Armenia, there was a shtibel. And the shtibel had 11 people. That's a shtibel. It's a little shtetel. And in that shtibel, there were 6 Shartkev Chassidim and 5 Vizhnitz Chassidim. I don't think, you can imagine what happened there, the Minigahim, Minigahim. So one of the major arguments were, do you say Elena after Shachris? And I think, imagine the 5 regions of Tzid always shouted Elena after Shachris, and the others said, no, Elena Chris, I tell you. So they decided, you know, you can't continue like this, you have to ask. And who do you ask? So the regions of Tzid said, let's ask the regions of Tzid. And the Chodkir of Tzid, let's ask the Chodkir. This is going back 120-130 years ago. It was Rebbe David Moshe Chodkir and the Tzemach Tzadik, the Mendele regions. So they have a vote. Since there were 6 Chodkim Chassidim, so they decided the vote, they go to ask the Chodkim Rebbe, who was also older than the Tzemach Tzadik. They have to be brother-in-laws, the two. Tzemach Tzadik was the Edom of the original. I'm telling you the story because there's a lesson in it. It's not just Tama Maisa. So the Chodkim Chassidim, the original Chassidim, all went, traveled to Chodkiv, 11 Yidin, and they came into the Rebbe, and the Chodkim Chassidim said, we have a majority. This is Acher Rabin. So we don't want to say Elena. And the Vizhnitz Chassidim said, Elena, what's wrong? The Chodkim Rebbe of Tvein Estragish said, I don't understand. If you don't want to say Elena Shabayach, you say Elena Shabayach. What's the big deal? There was the Chodkim Rebbe's minig not to say, but why make machlokes? When there's a fixed minig, of course you can't change minig. I'll teach the story to Mechel. But if there isn't a fixed minig, What's the big deal? See, say it, say it. To avoid machlekes. So that shtibu, with a majority of those who don't say said, and the Yom Kippur, they also say it. But I think it's only, as far as I know, maybe somebody told me there might be some of the minute. As far as them, some say, but generally, we don't say al kei mekavlech. Let me tell you why. Why don't we say al kei mekavlech? There could be many reasons. The mechaber of al kei mekavlech is ochon. The Rosh HaTevis of al kei mekavlech is ochon. As it states in Siddur HaYayvetz, he brings a medrash that ochon, and who ochon was, I can't teach you the whole nach, but in ochon, anyone who learns Sefer Yeshua knows that one of the worst Rishoyim who was over on kol chamish shechim shetayr, as it states in Sanhedrin, was ochon, who was moil. And he took from Yericho, and he did other, many, many other Averis. And Yeshua was very upset, and because of that, people fell when they came to Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua made a goyro, and he fell eventually on this Ochon. Ochon came, and he was given Oynish of Skila, the most severe punishment which Bezin can give. And the words Yeshua said to him was, Ten Toido, be misvado. Because we learn out from here halacha that anyone who gets misa has to be misvada. And he said vidui. He made shuva. And he made shuva and he said this, he composed this tiller, al kei nekavlecha Hashem elekeinu. So Rosh Tevis, al kei nekavlecha ochon. And from that day onwards, every besmedrish, every day, we say al kei nekavlecha and we start malchiyos. The grace of Tfilah Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, we start Al Kei Mekavlecha, that's how Malchus starts, which is Malchus Shamayim, because you can't have a greater Kabbalah than Malchus Shamayim, that even this Rosh Ochon accepted the authority of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But comes Yom Kippur, Ochon disappears. Why? So, there's a few explanations, but I'll tell you one explanation which has got a connection to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. What is in the Tfilah Al Kei? In Al Kain, there's a few things we ask, Lahavi Gulin and Meloret, within good grace. But then there's important words, Kilcho Tichra Kol Berech Teshova Koloshi. Lefanecha Hashem Elokein Yichri V'yipoyli. Kilcho Tichra Kol Berech means a person is machnia himself. He realizes that he can't stand on his own feet without the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Kilcho Tichra Kol Berech, the feet. Taking Chazal, this is which is Mamid, the person. Yikum Asher Avagleim. Ki lecho tichra kol berech, lefnech Hashem elokein yichri v'poyli. So we say the words that we accept that the Rebbeinu Shleim is the supreme authority. Shteyti Kedushas Levi, from the Heilige of Levi Yitzhak from Meditshev, that the Avoida of Yom Kippur is Koyrim u'mishtachvim. Not just by saying the words, but actually physically being korea mishtachve. In other words, words are not good enough. A person can say words, but you have to act on the words that you do. Yom Kippur is the day, it's not just we say the words, but you actually physically go for korim, which is sometimes quite awkward, but you do a physical movement to show that the words are not just stam words, we bring the words into action. So on Yom Kippur, we don't say the words, Kilechotucha Kaberech, Yefanech Hashem Eken Yichu Yipoli, we actually physically, Vanachne Kurev, Mishtachve, Omoidim. It's a total hachnor to the Rebbeinu Shem B'maisa, not just B'divah. So the Mesakne HaTfilah, the Kavona left out this Tfilah, and we shouldn't just say it to teach us a lesson. The words are not good enough. We have to actually act on the words. So we go pray them physically, v'nachne pray them. We do the l'cho tichra koberech. Boruch Shem k'void machusa le'en avod. This is the l'cho tichra koberech. And that's the avoida of Yom Kippur, to bring all the machshavis and all the diburim, everything l'day maisa. And this is the continuation from Yom Kippur, we go into Sukkos. Sukkos is the Yom Tov of Asiyah. There is no Yom Tov which has so many mitzvahs, Maisiyas, Chag HaSukkos, Tasa Lechem, Velekachtem Lechem. There's Maisiyas, the whole time we're doing the Asiyah HaMitzvah. The Torah in Siman Tuf Yud Zayin says that the three Moyadim are connected to the observation. Pesach connected Avrom, Melabokharatz Avrom, Matzis Ofer Beyechid, Shuyas is connected Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Kabbalah Satayra. How is Yitzchak Kabbalah Satayra? Because the Ayil Shu Yitzchak, in Torah, that was used, the Shofar, Vahi Koyla Shofar Hoylech V'chazik Moed. And Yankov, Nosan Sikoyser, Yankov is Sikus. In Zoya Kodesh state, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, Yankov Hever Nachlosoy, that the Sikah connected Yankov, because it's Chelek Hashem Amoy, after the battle between Yankov and Esav, and the Sashar Esav, and Yankov was Menatzeach, the Sashar Esav. Oba Behut Zelea Ali Rechoy, there's a knock on his Yerech, and he came to Sukkos, Vayova Yankov Sholim. So, Chelek Hashem Amo, Yankov Chevel Nachlosoi, Yankov came out Sholim after the Maisa with Sashal Esav. But the Zohar Kodesh brings this posuk, Chelek Hashem Amo, Yankov Chevel Nachlosoi. Now, what's the title of the words, Yankov Chevel Nachlosoi? What's this Nachlosoi? So, yesterday in the Haftarah, I'm sure you all said it, and you've listened to every word, or you said every word. Stay to the end, the last pasuk of the Haftarah, where we speak about Kedusha Shabbos, V'chalticho Nachlas Yankov Avicha. V'chalticho Nachlas Yankov. There's something which is a Nachlo. What is Nachlo? We also repeated many, many times over the Yimei Aslichus, and Aseres Metshuva, and especially yesterday, the pasuk of Shleishes Yemidah Shel Rachmim, V'selachta la'aveneinu l'chataseinu in chaltuni. What's so special about this nachlo? Meile v'selachta la'aveneinu l'chataseinu slicha. But what's it in chaltuni? What's this nachlo? Shteit ha-medrash. The medrash says this. Abo kriyam nachlo. Beis HaMikdosh is called nachlo. Eretz Yisrael is called nachlo. Am Yisrael is called nachlo. And Torah is called Nachla. To be Eimoy, Vesete'eimoy, Baha Nachloscho, Vesamikdash is Nachla. Eretz Yisrael, Asher Nois Nachon Nachla, Lirishtu. Am Yisrael, Hem Amcho, Vanachloscho. The Torah calls Nachla these four things. Frater Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochanan, it's one of the Rishonim, Rebbe of the Ramban. Shabbos is also Nachla. Shabbos, he said, V'chalticho nachas Yankov v'icha, the Gemara Shabbos kifit ches, as it goes on Shabbos. And we say in our Tfilis, V'loi hinchalto imalkeinu la'ev depisidim, V'hanchileini Hashem alakeinu. It's mentioned the whole time. Shabbos is a nachla. Frater, why is Shabbos not reckoned as a fifth nachla? Should be Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael, and Shabbos. Answer is, what links Eretz Yisrael, what links Klal Yisrael to Rebbeinu Shlomo? Comes a Nachla. And that is the Koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos is the link Beini Vein B'nei Yisrael Oysi La'olam. Shabbos is the Koyach, through Shmira Shabbos, we become the Nachla. Through Shmira Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael becomes a Nachla, and Klal Yisrael become a Nachla. Shabbos isn't a fifth Nachla. Shabbos is the Nachla of Klal Yisrael, because that's how we become connected to the Rebbeinu Shleimah. Beini Vein B'nei Yisrael Oysi La'olam. That's the Shabbos. Therefore, it's not considered as a fifth Nachla. But here we come to Sukkos. So you do have the Vilna Gaon Zokt, as a Sukkah, he's doing the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the pasuk by he b'sholem sikoi u'ma'inusoi b'tziyon. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is only in Eretz Hakodesh, the chutzlot is Eretz Hatuma, it goes to Tuma Eretz Amin. But every person in his sukkah has kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the sukkah, and that's connected to Yankov. What's the connection to Yankov? Yankov is the only one of the obus where we find brought Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Shaloibim Koymer. Famous Gemara, Chalina Rashi brings it. Yankov arrived Choram, Padan Aram. He wanted to go back to the Mokam HaMikdash. What happened? Koftzon Loi Ha'aretz. A piece of Eretz Yisrael went to him. He didn't go back. He wanted to go back, but Eretz Yisrael came to him. It's a gewaltige Sache. Yankov Avinu had a koyach through Kedushas Yankov that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can go Shaloibim Koymoy. And there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi, three times in the Torah, Rashi brings the inyan of Beis Hamikdash Shel Matel and Mechuvim Kvege Beis Hamikdash Shel Ma'ale. But if you look at the Pesukim, you'll see a difference. To be Eimei V'set Eimei B'hanach Loscha, and again in Parshas Mishpotim, Rashi says that the Beis Hamikdash Shel Matel Mechuvim Kvege Beis Hamikdash Shel Ma'ale. By Yankov, v'zeh shah shomayim, shteyte besamikta shalmalo, mechubun kereg besamikta shalmato. So the Friedrich Belzer Rebbe, Zechatadik Yeruch, said, it's very medieval. The emphasis is the besamikta shalmato, Hara Maria's mechubun kereg besamikta shalmalo. By Yankov, Avinu was outside Eretz Yisrael. And koft saloi ha'oretz, the mokam ha'mikdash came to him, which means the besamikta shalmalo also had to come to him. So shtei Beis Hamikdash Shemala is mechuv mekivegi Beis Hamikdash of the new Beis Hamikdash which Yankov made in his place where he was lying. So generally the Beis Hamikdash Shemato mechuv mekivegi Beis Hamikdash Shemala, you stand in the Har Maria, you look up, this is the Mokam HaMikdash Shemala. But here it was the other way around. He was Shloibim Koymoi. So the Beis Hamikdash Shemala came to him. And this is the Koyach of Yankov Avinu. Vahi b'sholem sikoi im einusay betzia. So the Vilna Gaon, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is in every person's sukkah. Mashal shteyt in every Beis Hakneses is the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Mashal says this on the Pesuk, "Amar yir b'yameichem v'mei b'neichem alo adomo, asher nishba Hashem al aseichem aseis lehem kimei ha-shomayim al ha-oretz." So the Gemara asks the Kasha, "Amar yir b'yameichem in Eretz Yisrael?" The old people in Bobel as well. And for the Gemara, the Mekadme Mechashcha Lebei Kenishne. Come to Shula, learn by night. In Besamedrish is also Leman Yibu Yimeichem. Zukta Masho, because every Besachneses and Besamedrish has got a Kedisha of Eretz Yisrael. So Mele Leman Yibu Yimeichem Alo Adomu. And he's also Kimei HaShemayim Alo Uretz. What's Pshat Kimei HaShemayim Alo Uretz? In Shemayim, there's no separation day and night. Horetz, day and night. In Shemayim, there isn't. So those who come early to daven, or go late to sleep, and they break the gevulim of Shemayim, of Yoyim Volaylo, because they learn, Begisub Yoyim Volaylo, that is Kemea Shemayim, they take Shemayim, Dikidez, Alo Horetz. So the man here be Yemeichem, there's two ways. Alo Adomo, you live in Eretz Yisrael, and Kemea Shemayim, Alo Horetz. This is if you learn, so Mele, the Zukta Mashor, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is in the Beis Hakneses. Kum de Vilna Gaon is his Meisef Mechadish, that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is in every person's individual Sukkah. You sit in a kosher Sukkah, you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Nachlo. Kichelek Hashem Amoy Yankov Chevel Nachlosai. When he davened Moshe Rabbeinu and he asked, Shleishas Emidah Shirachim, Vasalachta Lavaneinu Lechatisenu Nechaltonim. He asked, for Nachla, Yankov Chevel Nachlosai, we should be connected, we should be the Nachlas Hashem, Vachaticho Nachlas Yankov Avicho. So it's Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, the Torah Kedesha, and Am Yisrael through Shabbos Kedesh, Vachaticho Nachlas Yankov Avicho, and Sukkot. That's the speciality of Sukkot. So after the Mechilas Avoinis, what is our nachlo now? Sukkos. A yid walks into the sukkos, mekayim the mitzvah to eat first night, second night, which is a chiyuv to eat, and then as much as one can, but sukkos teish v'shivas yomim. The sitting in the sukkah itself, one should feel I'm sitting. It's known in the Lashon Hazayah, b'tzile the mehemenisa, in the tzeil of the Shechinah Kedoshim. Rabbeinu Shlomo has taken us in, kitz b'neini b'sikoi, B'yomru yastereini b'seisa holoi b'tzir enemim. As we say in the David, the Rebbe Yisrael has taken us into his second, to his abode, to look after us and to shmir a gewaldige shmir, it's a shmir for all the machivim and sugidim of a person. It's the only mitzvah that a person does with his whole, all his machivim and sugidim, and his clothes, and his shoes, everything. The Gaon says, even oil regel, which a person did with his whole body, but without his shoes, because he weren't allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash with shoes. The chiv to take off a manolim. But in the sukkah, you go with the shoes as well. That is your mamish inside the Rebbeinu Shlomo's shmira. So that's one inyan which we need to be aware, just to feel the hagusha, the kedushas, hamitzvah, habo'alein, and the teva of sukkah. So straight after Yom Kippur, a person should be involved in preparing this nachlo, preparing this sukkah, which is the hemshech of a selachto la'aveneinu lechatoseinu, which is Yom Kippur, in the chaltoni, which is Yankiv Chevel Nachlosa. There's another aspect of Sukkot which is connected, and that is Merumas in the Pesach Yastereini Beseisa Oholoi. Oholoi is Rosh HaTevis, Esrit, Hadas, Hadasim, Lulav, V'Arova. No, you can say it just happened to, but there wasn't an eye in there, so they had to say, but there's a reason. If you look through Chazal, the Arova is the Arova, the Vov. What is the Arova? The Arova, steht in Chazal, Esri has got Tam v'Reach. The Lulav hasn't got any Reach, but it's got Tam because it's a Tomo. The Hadassim has got Reach, without chosen various levels. Talmud Chochem has got Masim Toivim, it's Esri. Then the Peira and the Reach symbolizes Toira or Masim Toivim. The Arova, Ein L'Tam v'Reach. So what's special with the Arova? The Arova is linked to the others. The Vav is the Vav Achibu. That's the whole power of the Arova. The Arova is, he wants to be close with the Esrik, with the Lilith, and with the Hadas. But it also includes the fact that the Esrik is happy to be with the Arova as well. It's Ahola. Klal Yisrael is one. Klal Yisrael is the tzaddikim, is beninim, urishoyim, tzibos and shotevis, tzaddikim, beninim, and is above urishoyim. One is not allowed to condone urishoyim. One is not allowed to be choynef to urishoyim. That's awesome. But to stretch out your hand, we said yesterday, atzur noisin yad lapoishim, v'mincha pshita lekavoshim. It's not a few hours ago we saying these words in Hila. The Rebbeinu Shem is nois in Yad HaPosh. In Sosema state, that we look at it always as different types of people. Tzadikim, Beinim, Shem. The truth is, we all have in ourselves different levels. Yesterday by Neila, everyone was a tzadik. No question about it. Must be. Beinim is times of the year. Shem, I don't say when the person is, but there are times when a person falls. We all have ups and downs. It's a tevah. A Yid has to know, as much as there's a chi about the noise in Yad HaPoishim, he has to know by himself, there's no such thing as Nefila. Yesterday I thought, in the middle of Musaf, we're seeing the Piyot, understand the type of Piyot, the Piyot speaks very lot about the Inyan that we like Maluchim. So I was thinking, why, what's this Inyan that in Kippur we like Maluchim? Also, Baruch Shem Kuroid Machisoy, we say, now, Why do? What does it symbolize? What does it mean? We have to be like Malachim, for not like Malachim. Say so fast like Malachim, the Chamisha Niyam. Well, everything like Malachim. Some people have a minute to stand if they can, as long as they can. But the old various Menhugim. But Baruch Shem Kvay Machisay, we say loud like Malachim. What does it mean like Malachim? I was thinking as it's a gewaldige limitzchus for Klal Yisrael that on Yom Kippur we are like Malachim. Why? Malochim, we find once in the Torah that the Rebbeinu Shem sent them down on this world to not just a shluchim, but actually to live. And what happened? In the end of Bereshit, Nefilim. They fell, they couldn't exist. Except the Malochim, which are sent out, shluchim for the Rebbeinu Shem, they, of course, they come back. But the Malochim is sent to live here in Nefilim. So it's a limit. The Malochim start tiny. Look at these people, these Anoshim, how they behave, this, that. So Rebbeinu Shem says, Right, we'll put you on the same level. There's two types of malochim in Kippur. He's the malochim, and we have all become malochim. The difference is, you malochim, the Rebbe is talking to the Makatrigan, you malochim, as soon as you come and live in this world, in Olam Hazeh, you fall. And the feeling is the feeling. Look at these Eden, Klal Yisrael. They fall, but they pick themselves up. There's no such thing as the feeling by Eden. We fall, and we pick ourselves up. Over the year, various things happen. Kimsim Kippah, Ayit, Lifnei Hashem Tituri, we haven't fallen. We've picked ourselves up. So the Baruch Hashem, the Kavona, because the Malochim are Makatrigo, and the Malochim have tainess on us, look at the clients of it, this Avera, this Avera, this Avera, the Baruch Hashem puts them on the same level. And he says, let's see, let's look at the difference between the Malochim who came down in this world, how they were Nefilim, and how Yidin live in this world, they are not Nefilim. Because every Yid picks himself up, and we can pick ourselves up. Nishtaf Yom Kippur, the whole time. The whole year, the person has a chizuk, he's not like these malochim who fell. He can live in an oilam hazeh and live in oilam rufim. So we stand actually higher than them. And that's the limit chus every Yom Kippur, that we are put on the same level as the malochim. And then the Rebbe Yishev says, look at the difference. Yastireini b'seisa oholoi. It's true, referring to the sukkah, also referring to the Abba Minim. What's the Indian of Abba Minim? The Esri, Hodas, Lulav, the Arova. But it becomes an Igud, becomes one. The Igud is for ourselves, to realize if a person has an Afila, and sometime during the year he's like an Arova, but the Arova can become tied up with the Esri. So these are the two points which you mentioned. The Inyan of Nachla, the Inyan of Sukkah being Cheva Nachlosa Mechaltuni, and the Inyan of the Chibur picking ourselves up. Some Zeman Sim Chaseinu, Tum Tis the Heilig Gatega Sikkus. Zeman Sim Chaseinu, Rabbein Shem, the greatest Simcha, the greatest Simcha he can have is that he's a Nachlas Hashem, that he's taken into the Rabbein Shem's wings. By Ne'ila, we said, yes, they yachbi'eini tzeil yodoi tachas kamfe ashchina, shleitim oyanayim. It's a tefillah that we asked by Ne'ila, yachbi'eini tzeil yodoi tachas kamfe ashchina, we should be zoicha to feel in the sukkah that we are tachas kamfe ashchina. That's the whole Indian of sukkah, the tzila de be'emenisa. He says, that's the Indian why we say the yachbi'eini. The Rebbeinu Shem should take us in tachas kamfe ashchina. And this is the hargusha we have to have when we go into the sukkah and we sit in the sukkah 7 days. And we have the Abba Minim, we're holoi, to pick ourselves up, to come, to join in with the Esri, with all the Minim together. There should be an igud of Klal Yisrael, the proteus, every person together with another yid, and in ourselves, we should be mechuba to the Kedushas Hayom and Mavoalein on the table, which eventually leads us to Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. This is the ultimate simcha, to be happy with the Torah Kedusha, to be Sameach with the Torah, Atzer Reis Aladaz, Yashem Eulikim. I'll just include a little story, which is from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Chetzadik Teruch, the grandson of the Balatanya, the third of Baruch Rebbe. It's got to do with Atzer Reis Aladaz. I give all the Yemaisa, but it's got a tremendous limit. In the shtetl, in Russia, it was a little shtetl, there was a yid there called Reb Zainul. And he is Elul, and his success with Shuba was very, very special. He was Mamashi. Erev Kippur, after he went to Mikveh, and he was going to go to the Samach Sekis after Mincha, he goes past the house, and he hears crying, somebody. Who's crying now? What's he crying now? He goes and knocks on the door, and he sees the children and family all crying. What's happened? Their father was taken by the Puritz, he was arrested. He was arrested for some, the Puritzim in those days, for any little thing they would arrest him. So what happened? They need 5,000 gulden. You have to pay 5,000 gulden if you want to go out of this, out of Puritz's dungeon. No, Pidin Shavuim, it's an hour before Nacht, but Pidin Shavuim's there, he runs straight to the Puritz, and says, here, he was a Eish Mechubit, he says, Efshe, can I, can I do something? 5,000 gulden. The Puritz, you give me 5,000, tell it to me. 5,000 Chazan says, please understand, it's the hour before the Holy Day. I'll bring you afterwards, I'll try and make. I want 5,000 now. They argue the points. So Yitzchak I'll go out. He goes out and starts knocking the first door. He says, we need Pinishu. I'm never keeping those shtetl. Didn't have a lot of money. There was no vouchers, there was nothing. So he knocks on the one gave him 10. Come the Yivchai. The biggest Kavir come to 50. They were left, he said, after 20 minutes he's gone down. He was there with about 200, 300 people. So he thought, let me show money to the Purits. Maybe it goes and runs to the Purits. 5,000, no more. No less, no more. That's it, 5,000. Don't want to take it anymore. So what do you do? So he's thinking, racking his brains. A mitzvah, you can't let the either. Who knows where a person will survive in keep in the dungeons with the Purits. So you remember there was a Yid at the end of the town. He wasn't a Shemitah Yamitis, he was the owner of the inn. So he said, now let me go into him, maybe he's got money. He comes in, Nebuch the Yid was sitting drinking beer. Nish says, I'm sick, he was chicken. So he says to the Yid, you need money? I deal. Do you see this bottle of vodka? For every bottle of vodka, you get 1,000 gold. It's a less. Now the bizarre thing is to drink a bottle of vodka. I don't know if you've ever drunk one glass, never mind. But the Russians are there, and he says, look, Pinishu, the serious nefesh. Takes a bottle and starts pouring. Finishes the bottle, 1,000 gulden. Another bottle, third bottle, he was mamish. You can imagine, he came to the fifth bottle, he was Abdullah Yoda, Yom Kippurim. He runs off to the porridge, just about wobbling on his feet, and he brings the 5,000. He runs home, and he manages to save this person a minute before Nacht, out of prison. He comes to shul, he was knocked out, you can imagine. He walks into shul, with his tongue, he couldn't eat anything, his stomach was full of vodka, and he's drunk. Can you imagine your shul, it should never happen, the person walking in drunk, and Nacht Choshev, he's in town. And he's shaking from side to side. He walks up to the bima, knocks on the bima, and says, "Rabbi, say Atoreisa. Who wants to buy Atoreisa?" He's shaking. It's like Shmina Teres. He said, "Shah, it's for Kodidra." No, Atoreisa. So the boy was a bit awkward, you know. They set him down in the kanda. He fell asleep, and he slept through a whole night. He woke up next morning, just about. And he was so disturbed. Kippur that night. He's stuck a mitzvah this, but why did the Baruch Hu have to do this to him? Matzi and Kippur decided he has to find out what he went to his Rebbe to the Tzemach Tzedek. And he arrived in the next morning, he traveled there. He said, Rebbe, he's so broken. This, I made a fool of myself, my family, and myself. This is called Nidra night. Rebbe said, we have to go through in Kippur, Mitah Sukkahs, Mitah Shana Rabbah, Mitah, till we can say, Atza Reisel Adas, Hashem came before the Akhavah. You managed to do it straight away. Before Yom Kippur, you were ready, Atza Reisel Adas. This is Nefesh Vayid. This is our limits for Seyid. So, we're not on that Madrid. We'll never get drunk and all this, but at least the harvest is sold. I said this, Meister, today we should be Chazika, harvest is a day, Shafu, Shavizecha, Tagmach, Simateva, אגיד כבר שתהיה ימלה שם כל משל שפגע לצייר עומד.